Stevens in Ramsgate.
Hello, Heather. Good to connect with you.
Yep. Deborah Stevens is a savvy and insightful spiritual teacher. Deborah, I believe you are the only KZN Academy registered with the Reiki Association of SA, and that your flagship training is Reiki. Can you share with us some of the various modalities of Reiki you share, and perhaps you'd like to focus on Usui Reiki?
Absolutely. Thank you, Heather. The Reiki Association was formed in 2000, and it is and has been dedicated to uplifting Reiki in South Africa with very high levels of training and demonstrated competencies for all teachers, masters, and practitioners. And it really is dedicated to providing the public with practitioners that they would be well cared for by. And just one question I always like to say, ask yourself, would you like yourself or your loved ones to be treated by someone whose training and qualifications may be inadequate, perhaps misrepresented, and cannot be verified with a controlling body? And in fact, there are many different forms of Reiki, and 167 come to mind that I've heard of. But the roles of registered teachers in academy teach more of the mainstream types of Reiki. So the Usui Reiki you refer to is the Western Usui Reiki, or Usui Shiki Ryo. We also teach Karuna, Laterian, and Seikim Reiki, which is Egyptian Reiki, and then the more traditional Japanese Reiki, Jikiden Reiki, and then the East-West fusion type Reiki, which is Gendai Reiki. And interestingly enough, all of the different Reiki modalities have their own methods and tools used to channel the energy, yet they're all so much the same and so different in many ways. The Usui Reiki you mentioned is the Usui system of natural healing. And this style of Reiki is really the foundation of all Reiki therapy systems and is a good place to start your journey along the path of healing and personal transformation. And this form of healing is really a form of healing and spiritual awakening, which was received and developed about 100 years ago by a Japanese man, Dr. Makoto Usui, and brought to the West via Hawaii. It's passed on from one person to another through specific initiation rites, teachings, defined form of practice, and the Usui system is a way of working with Reiki for healing of the self and others. And when we say healing in this sense, it's actually regaining harmony and wholeness. So the whole person, physically, emotionally, and mentally.
Well, you've given me a whole new take on Reiki. I had no idea there were so many different forms. Thank you for all that splendid information. Now, another area you focus on is consciousness elevation and personal transformation. Can you tell us briefly about the advanced workshops, spiritual retreats, and adventures that you offer?
Absolutely. And consciousness elevation workshops are actually a natural progression when people are learning a healing modality, particularly a vibrational healing modality, which is a journey of personal transformation, because both the giver and receiver of the healing or energy undergo a vibrational change. So the workshops and retreats have been designed to propel students forward on their chosen path. We have a couple of workshops like Inner Alchemy, which is a journey of inner transformation. We have Merkaba Magic, or Merkaba Magic as sometimes it's pronounced, which is really awakening and activating the light body, expanding consciousness, enabling people to connect to their divine purpose, and also to realize their higher and highest potential. Our retreats focus on three things: empowerment, transformation, and consciousness elevation through inner journeying. And we do some interesting spiritual adventures annually, very often to Egypt. But next year in January, we're going to Uluru in Australia, and we're going to do a spiritual adventure in 4x4 vehicles, meeting Aboriginal elders, artists, and experiencing meditation at one of the most sacred places on the earth.
This is so powerfully exciting. I have no words. Wonderful, wonderful. Thank you for that. Now, I'm going to go more serious now. How would you define holistic healing, Deborah?
Well, you know, Heather, the human energy field cannot be viewed in isolation. The body, the mind, and the spirit are not independent of one another. They are intimately intertwined. And I believe that holistic healing is the broad term for any treatment or therapy that is intended to treat the individual as a whole. So we're talking physical, emotional, and spiritual. And when we say spiritual, we don't mean religious, but spiritual meaning the essence of who the being or the person is. Medical professionals tend to focus on the physical body. Mental health professionals treat the mind, but there are very few that treat the whole, the essence of who we are, our physicality, and our mental body. We then look at complementary healing, which works in conjunction with the medical profession, and alternative healing, which offers another alternative to that.
Thank you. Now, what is your mission as an evangelist of holistic healing, Deborah?
I think one of our primary visions and missions is to educate people that wellness is actually a personal choice and they are accountable for their own well-being. So we share and communicate our knowledge on the many options available to people and the benefits of holistic, natural, spiritual, and if you would like, alternative and complementary healing, because it gives them a broader and better wellness choice, not only for themselves and their greater good, but for their families and their communities too.
Wonderful, thank you. Now, what is the dream for your academy going forward?
It's our desire and our intention, which we readily manifest, to equip our students with a unique and new approach to wellness, blending the wisdom of the ancients with the gifts of the earth, and then the modern approaches to the critical links between body, mind, and spirit. And also to give our students a comprehensive toolkit to promote optimal health and vitality by the people they treat holistically on all levels. In 2015, we're going to be bringing more courses and workshops directly to the desktop, tablet, or smartphone, and opening some more campus-based training centers in KZN.
So you really are going mainstream and keeping up with technology. That's great news.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right now, I'd like to say thank you so much for all this incredible information and opening my eyes to a lot of things that I wasn't aware of. We always learn. Every day we learn something new. And I wish you ongoing success, joy, many blessings in the wonderful work that you're doing and enjoying all over the world. Thank you so much, Deborah.
Thank you, Heather. Stay blessed.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.